Welcome back to Silverlight TV. We had a great episode last time with Hamilton Verismo. Welcome back to our show.
Thanks for having me.
And you discussed MEF 101, the basics of MEF, and most specifically why we want to use MEF.
Mm-hmm.
So we've invited Hamilton back because in the last show, I slyly got him to commit to doing a show on metadata with MEF. So is that what you're going to show us today?
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be great. We did have a couple questions from viewers. I'll save some of those towards the end, but one of the questions actually leads right into today's show was, you talked about how MEF works and why you'd want to use it, but what if we want to have more than one widget or one more than one component that we want to pull into MEF mm-hmm. through the exports and the imports, and we want to filter out some of them?
Yeah.
We don't always want to see all of them.
Well, you can use different strategies. You can have on your contract, you can have something that distinguishes them, or you can use MEF metadata to do that. And that's what I'm going to show today.
Great. And just to clarify things, you're Hamilton Verismo, and your title is?
I'm a PM on the .NET framework.
.NET frameworks. And currently your focus is MEF with Silverlight?
Yeah, we're shipping for Dev 10, which is .NET 4 and Silverlight 4.
Okay, so it'll also be part of the .NET framework itself, not just for Silverlight.
Exactly.
Great. And I'm John Popper, the Silverlight Evangelist and the host of today's show. So why don't we jump right into the demonstration?
So what we have here is, if you remember the last show, is the IMEI sender service, or let's call it a contract. And in the previous show, we had only one implementation of this contract. But for this particular show, I have two implementations. And the consumption side, which is the class that imports this service, it needs to distinguish between them. So suppose we can have an implementation of IMEI sender that is secure, and implementation of email sender that is not secure. Let's not worry about what secure or not secure is. Let's just use that for the...
Okay, so we're talking about having two different ways to send email, two different services that
exactly.
could be done anyway. The implementation is irrelevant at this point.
Exactly.
We're talking about doing two different ways.
So the first example is the dirtiest one, which is I'm exporting this one. That's what you have seen in the previous show. And also attaching meta information to the export. So I'm using the export metadata attribute that is it's with MEF. And I'm using e-secure, it's just a string, and some value. And I have a second implementation here that's used the same export metadata, same key, and the value for e-secure is false.
So if I could just try to look at this with what I'm interpreting, I see the export type of iEmail sender, so I'm going to export this specific interface, which I also see the class is implementing, and then the metadata is a name value pair, it appears.
Exactly.
Okay, great.
So the consumption side here is a class named campaign service, and it imports everything, and it needs to filter based on the parameter that the sending emails get. And if it's secure, it needs to get the service that is secure, otherwise gets the non-secure one. And the way that we do it here is we use import many here. I seem to have missed that. And enumerable of lazy. This is weird, right? Why do we need lazy? Because we need two information. We need the service implementation and we need the metadata. So the lazy is one way to get these two pieces of information without instantiating the implementation of the service. So the way to read the metadata in the dirtiest way is importing the service plus a dictionary of string object. And if you see here, I'm using standard link just to filter. I have to check the metadata. If it contains the e-secure key and it's a bool and its value is secure, then I'm selecting that, and I'm instantiating that, and then I can use it safely here. So that's the dirtiest way.
When you say dirtiest, do you mean because it's the most code to get that
exactly,
accomplished?
Because okay. I have to write the most code, and it's also because it's easy to break. If somebody happens to use e-secure and specify a string here, then you break your consumption code.
So they passed in red as the word. That would break your consumption code, but it would
exactly.
still compile.
Yeah, that's the danger.
Right. So strings, you're not strongly typed on your values.
Exactly.
Now, if we could go back quickly to the word keyword lazy, just to make sure everybody understands where that's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Lazy generally means a bad word. We don't want to be lazy. But what does this mean in the .NET sense?
So lazy is a type shipped on .NET 4 and Silverlight 4. And it basically means that you create a lazy and you specify a delegate. So whenever the value is pushed off that lazy, then the delegate is invoked and you can create the value. But it's something that you can work out around without instantiating something that is expensive to instantiate.
Okay, great. So this was the dirty way.
Yeah.
When would you want to use this technique?
Well, if you have, if you're not comfortable with the other ways because they are more complex, and if you have absolute control over your contracts, like if it's an internal application, nobody's gonna consume your API, and then you can use that and be safe.
Okay. So when we say dirty, we say it takes more code to accomplish this, but it isn't very complicated.
No, not at all. And if you go to the sample 2, the way that we export the metadata is still the same, but the consumption of the metadata is going to be strongly typed, and that's a better way to
do it. So we still have the export attribute and the export metadata attribute.
Nothing changed here, nothing changed here, but the consumption side is going to be strongly typed. And
there's that import mini tag again.
Yeah. I'm missing that. So it's still lazy. It's still the service that we want, and instead of using a dictionary here, I'm using an interface. But which interface? Oh, I can implement an interface as long as I match the property name and hopefully the type of the property and to what I'm exporting as a metadata. I can do this, and Math is going to implement this interface mapping to that dictionary. So for all effects, it's as if you were strongly typing the export of the metadata and then consuming that in a strongly typed way. So if you can see here, the code is less than you have to write, but you have to go through some pain, right?
And the difference there is in the code, you say it's less. Down in the links sentence there in the where clause, we're saying is secure is actually a property now, or is before, I believe it was a string bit of type in?
Before, metadata was an iDictionary, so you have to first check for the key and then get the key and check with the value.
This should also protect you then, this is a question, this should also protect you then when you're passing in the value for is secure to make sure somebody passes true or false, right?
Not really, because if you check the way that the key is exported and the value is exported, it's still not strongly typed. So it's a benefit, but it still could be better than that. So it's just making it better for the consumption side.
Gotcha. So the consumption side you're helping with, but the exporting side is still the same.
Exactly. So if we move over to the sample 3, then we start to make things better for the export. So here, instead of using export metadata, I'm using a custom attribute. And this custom attribute is using a strongly typed e-secure property that only accepts true or false. It's a Boolean. So what I have to do to achieve that is I have to create my attribute, stand for an attribute, and use this metadata attribute that Math provides. And that tells Math that this attribute should be used to obtain the metadata for the export that appears together with it.
So in this case, we're replacing the export metadata is secure, comma true, which is not strongly typed, with a more specific export, the sender capabilities, which is going to handle strongly typing what we're passing in so we can do our filtering of our metadata. Is that correct?
Well, it's a it doesn't change the consumption side, but it changes the way it exports to a strongly typed, and then you have control. Like if it's a none or something that is not a object, then you have strongly typed support for that. It's less likely that you or your user will make any mistake.
And so we get our strongly typing, and we are also now, we're still exporting, still using two attributes to export.
Exactly.
The export attribute and now sender capabilities.
Exactly. Great. And nothing changed on the consumption side. I'm still using the interface, and that's good.
And we're still missing import mini, right?
Exactly.
Great. That's a copy and paste error, I bet, isn't it?
It's
I never fast. Do that.
Yeah. Oh, you don't make mistakes.
I never make mistakes, yes.
That's good. That's good for you. So, nothing changed here. But if we move over to the sample 4, then I'm combining the metadata and the export into a single attribute. And if you look here, I'm combining the export metadata, the sender capabilities, and condensing all of that information to email sender, specify e-secure and true. And this is doing both. This is exporting the email sender contract and is also attaching the metadata.
Great. So now in one attribute, we get what we had in the previous example, but in a single attribute.
Exactly. And what I have to do is similar to what I had to do in the previous sample, but now I need to remember to, instead of using attribute as my super class, as my base class, I'm going to use export attribute.
Which is a specific attribute for math.
Exactly.
Right.
And I'm in the constructor, I'm specifying the contract that I want. So it's as if you were using the export attribute as an attribute anyway. And nothing changed on the consumption side again. It's still using that strongly typed interface. And that's it.
So a quick review of this. On this sample 4, it looks like the reason that one takes much less code to accomplish what you're looking to do here is because we're using the interface iEmail sender to say anything that's exported will be of this type, so we have to define that interface. But we're also using a specific attribute that you've created to help out do strongly typing and make it easier to combine the export and the filtering.
Exactly.
Filtering meaning metadata.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the obvious question is, you just showed us 4 ways to do this. Is there the always use this technique, or is there a, in this case, use this one, in that case, use that technique?
Not really. I think it depends on what you're doing and depends on your level of comfort with math, in
right.
Math API. So if you're not comfortable with this particular way, if you're not comfortable with attributes, just go for the dirty way. It's going to work. It's just more code that you have to write on the consumption side. Or if you go over to the sample 2, you can still have the strongly typed capabilities, but it's exporting in the easiest way. So, yeah, it depends on.
So it sounds like somebody who's learning math and getting into it for the first time might start with sample 1 just to get their feet wet, see where it goes, and then they could work their way. Actually, we could give this examples to them and show them, start with 1, move to 2.
Oh, yeah.
It's a nice progression.
You evolve as you learn.
Great. This is excellent. And all this is available today using math in the framework?
Yes.
Fantastic. So in this case, we're exporting a, or more than one, interface for sending email.
Implementations of this interface, yeah.
Right. So we're not actually sending email, but we're actually implementing these interfaces to do so. Mm-hmm. What if we have a program? This mm-hmm. is one of the questions that came in through the viewers. If we had a program where we wanted to expect a single interface to come in to send email.
Oh, yeah.
And we only use the import method. What happens if 2 show up?
So, yeah, that like if we could adapt that to this sample, is like instead of import many, it would just importing a single implementation of email sender. But you happen to have 2 implementations and 2 are exported. So what will happen is it will blow up. Like math would ignore your part because math has this capability called stable composition. So it ignores when it finds a problem with the composition, it just ignores the part that caused the problem.
So it doesn't just pick the first one, it says, I can't figure out which one you want.
Exactly, and that information is going to be available to you by tracing, and it's not something nice to happen. So if you do expect to have more than one implementation, import many is the way to go.
That's great. Hamilton, thank you very much for coming on the show again.
Thanks
and for our viewers, we've had a lot of questions about MEF. We're going to do more shows, actually. We're queuing up some other MEF shows with Hamilton and some of the other team members working with you. Okay.